This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we have another cryptic Gemara here on Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara says that Bar Karpara said to the daughter of Rebbe, "Tomorrow I will drink wine at the dance of your father and the yodeling of your mother." The Gemara says Ben Elasa was a son-in-law of Rebbe, was very wealthy. Rebbe invited him to the wedding of Reb Shimon, his son. And at this wedding, Bar Kappara asked Rebbe a bunch of questions, and Rebbe did not get the answer that Bar Kappara was looking for, and Rebbe coerced Bar Kappara coerced Rebbe to have his wife pour him wine, and that Rebbe should dance for him. By the way, the Achronim deal with the question that the Gemara says that you're now to make use of a woman, al tishtamish be'isha, which means that you can't have a woman, a foreign woman, pour wine for you. So how could Rebbe's wife pour wine for Bar Kappara? In any event, the Gemara concludes that Ben Elasa could not tolerate it anymore. Presumably, he couldn't tolerate them abusing Rebbe or maybe making Rebbe laugh. So therefore, he picked himself up and he took his wife and he left. To which the Gemara concludes, "My Ben Elasa, who is this guy?" The Gemara says, we learned in a Braisa, and this is a Gemara also in Sanhedrin on Chaf Beis, that Ben Elasa did not throw his money for nothing. He did not waste his money on nothing. He was not extravagant for nothing. He spent a lot of money on a very unique style of haircut. To show what the haircut of a Kohen Gadol was, where it says in Yecheskel, Kasaim Yichsimu, it says in Yecheskel, Kasaim Yichsimu Es Rashehem. What exactly is the Gemara's question, My Ben Elasa? What do you mean, My Ben Elasa? Rashi says, Kolomer Minayin Dehava Asher. How do you know he was wealthy? I guess the first question is, who cares? What do you mean, how do you know he was wealthy? Who cares how we know he was wealthy? We got his portfolio, his bank statement came to our address by accident. Like, why is Gemara asking, how do we know he's wealthy? Why is that important? So let's see, there are a number of approaches. We'll begin with the Marsha. The Marsha says, My Ben Elasa, the Tanya loy lechinam pizah, lepirish Rashi dachak, demay omele, hach braisa, mehach uvda del el, dekamar behedya, Ben Elasa, chas nedera, behave v'asher gadol hava. What do you mean? We said earlier he was wealthy. So if you're going to say, well, how do you know he was wealthy? Well, this braisa doesn't tell us how we know he was wealthy. It just says he didn't spend his money for nothing. He spent it on a fancy haircut. But it still doesn't tell us how he made his money. So if we need a Tanaitic source just to say he had money, then we already quoted one. We said earlier that Ben Elasa chasne de Rebbe hava v'asher gadol hava. So what does this braisa add to what the previous one didn't have? So Marsha says like this, v'nir lefarish, d'hachi kamar, my Ben Elasa. What did Ben Elasa say? Im asher gadol haya, Marsha is explaining that what the Gemara is bothered by is if he had a lot of money, lama nikra al shem aviv, why don't we call him by his name? His name was, I don't know, Feivel, Beryl. He should be called Feivel, Beryl. Why do we call him Ben Elasa? Ben Elasa, V'lei Hashem Atzmai. V'ka'amar, D'tanya, Loi Lachinam, Pizar Ben Elasa. Says Marsha, you know what the reason is? And this is such a contemporary idea. D'derach hayorshim oishar me'aviyem, levater ulefazer ma'oiseyem. If somebody works hard for their money, they won't be so quick to spend it and live extravagantly. But if somebody received money from the parent or the in-laws, they're much more extravagant. It's the derech hayorshim orishar me'aviyam, levater ulefazer ma'oyisem. It's the derech of those who inherit money from their fathers to be mevater and to just spend it extravagantly. Kedamrin parakam de Shabbos, shlishis machal yorshin, upeir shrashi, there's an idea that if people don't work for their money, they're quick to spend it. Right? Because anyway, they didn't make it. They didn't work hard to get it. One who his father left him money, then he should buy a lot of glass, and hire workers. That's why he's called Ben Elasa, Shem Aviv. This guy, he was wealthy from his father. And the Gemara is saying that even though he was wealthy from his father, he did not extravagantly spend his money for nothing, like other Yarshim. Usually if people inherit money from the father, they're quick to spend it. Ella de Ben Alasa Gam, Shaya Gam Kin Yorish, de Ben Alasa, even though he doesn't even have his own name because it wasn't his own money, Gam Shaya Gam Kin Yorish, Loi Pizer Bechinam, he didn't spend it for naught, Ella Kedei Laharais, but only to show, he did it to show what the haircut of a Kohen Gadol was. So the Marsha learns that my Ben Alasa is a question. That if he was so wealthy, why is he called by his father's name? And the answer is because he inherited it. And even so, he didn't spend it on frivolities. There's another Perush here. The Perush of Reb Shlomo Kluger in Sefer Nidrei Zrizin, where he says, Hinei shelas hashas mahu ben alasa in lo havana klal fi pshutai. The Gemara's question of what is ben alasa has no meaning. Achnira hakavana dinei masha b'raisa sipralanu masha ben alasa lo yachal amizbal. The b'raisa says ben alasa couldn't tolerate it. Mai nafka minu lanu b'zeh. Why do I care that ben alasa couldn't tolerate it? The Pasuk won't even tell me the disparagement of a non-kosher animal. Why are we telling me that Ben Alasa couldn't tolerate it? Acha Kavana, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Kavana of this Gemara is Lahagdil Mailas Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to magnify the greatness of Rabbi. Eich avur davar ma min ha-toira hayu mevaza atzmai kehedyot. How he was willing to shame himself like a simpleton just to understand one extra thing in Torah, where Bar Kapara said, do you know what Toyeva means? Do you know what Tevel means? Do you know what Zima means? And when Rebbe did not have a full explanation, Rebbe was willing to do a jig and pour Bar Kapara wine to be granted this understanding. How Torah was so beloved to Rebbe. So you'll say, well, how do I know how much he loved Torah? How do you know how much of a bizoyin it was? Therefore, the Gemara says, Eich ben alasa yachal lizbal. Ben alasa couldn't take it. The reason why we need to say that ben alasa couldn't take it is because to praise Rebbe, that even though it was so disparaging, Rebbe did it to have a deeper understanding of Torah. Especially, things are not recognizable only from the contrast. If Ben Alasa hadn't left, we would not have recognized Rebbe's greatness. From the fact that Ben Alasa couldn't take it, and Rebbe did it, we see the greatness of Rebbe. You'll ask, well, what's the raya from the fact that Ben Alasa left? Maybe he's a pashuta guy, and he doesn't love Torah at all. So he left because it was embarrassing. So he just left. But if somebody would love Torah even a tiny, tiny bit, of course they would do it. So what's the raya from Ben Alasa? Maybe he was an ish pashut and divrei Torah wasn't chaviv to him. And there's no raya from the fact that he left to the greatness of Rebbe. No, the Gemara says, you know how great Ben Alasa was? He loved Torah so much, he spent all of his money just to demonstrate one halacha of what the haircut of a Kohen Gadol was. So Ben Alasa was mechaviv Torah greatly. And even he couldn't tolerate staying there, seeing Rebbe's bezayon. But Rebbe was on an even greater level, and he was willing to shame himself to have a deeper understanding of Torah. The Kachamar Mahu ben Alasa. Therefore, it says, "Who's ben Alasa?" Ma Rabuse. You know what the chiddush that he couldn't tolerate it? So the Tanya loy lechinam pizar, that Ben Alasar didn't spend his money for nothing. Elakadei lumay taspar shokan gadom kein muchach. Degam hu ayu divrei Torah chaviven alav. We see Ben Alasar dearly loved the Torah, and he was willing to have a deeper understanding of what the haircut of a kohen gadol was to spend all of his money. So im kain gam hu hayu divrei Torah chaviven alav, v'afal pikein lo hayachal lisbol zeh, and still he couldn't tolerate it. And even though he couldn't tolerate it, Rebbe did it. Why? Because Rebbe's love of Torah was lo yuman ki yisupar mizeh muchach malas Rabbeinu HaKadosh zanira kavana amitis be'ezras Hashem. So the Marsha says we're trying to explain that even though, why he's Ben Elasa, why doesn't he have his own name? The answer is because he inherited someone else's money, and even so, he didn't spend it the way people who inherit others' money would typically spend it. He dealt with it with discretion, except when he wanted to show chavivas for Torah. The way that Rav Shlomo Kluger learns it is, the reason we say that Ben Alasa couldn't tolerate it is to show the greatness of Rebbe, that Rebbe's chavivos for Torah was so great that he was willing to embarrass himself, something that his son-in-law couldn't bear to watch. He was willing to do it to understand Torah. And don't say, well, his son-in-law didn't cherish Torah. No, his son-in-law cherished Torah so much that he was willing to spend all his money just for a deeper understanding of the haircut of a Kohen Gadol. But even so, he couldn't tolerate what Rebbe had to do, and Rebbe did it so that Rebbe could have a deeper understanding in Tayeva, Tevel, and Zima. And then we have one more Perosh, the Perosh of the Netziv in Meroime Sadeh. The Netziv says like this, you know why Bar Kapar, you know why Rebbe didn't invite Bar Kapar to the wedding? Rashi says it's because Bar Kapar would make him laugh. There's another reason why Rebbe didn't invite Bar Kapar to the wedding. Because Bar Kapar would always chepper Rebbe, why do you marry off your daughter to Ben Alasa? You married him off just for his money? But he spends his money extravagantly. So Bar Kapar would always chepper Rebbe about his son-in-law, so Rebbe didn't invite him. That's a new chiddush. Why Rebbe didn't invite Bar Kapar? It's because Bar Kapar would always challenge Ben Elasa why he spent his money for nothing. And therefore the Gemara wants to conclude that Rebbe says, no, my son-in-law didn't spend it on nothing. He has midas d'acharis, but he loved Torah so much that he spent his money to show this unique haircut. Says the Netziv, Tanya, Rebbe Omer lo yachinam de Bar Kapar yemekanter le Rebbe. Bar Kapar would challenge Rebbe al shehesi bito le ben alasa, that he married off his daughter to ben alasa, bishvil ashray. Vehu mefazer ma'is harbe. And he would spend a lot of money. Ve'enza midas d'archeretz. U'mishom hachi lo'y azne Rebbe le Bar Kapar. That's why Rebbe didn't invite Bar Kapar. Al hilulo de Rebshem Bereik, the Isa ben Adarim. No namad veiz. Mishom da'azmenei le'ben alasa chasnei. Because Rebbe would have to invite his son-in-law, like the Gemara says on non aleph amad veiz. Actually, non aleph amad aleph. V'hayayari shamei kantaroi. Rebbe was afraid that Bar Kapar would start up with him and would start up with son-in-law. V'alze amar Rebbe d'loy al chinam pizar ben alasa. Ben alasa didn't spend it on nothing. V'eino mefazar al chinam chas v'shalem. Elo yesh boi midas darach eretz. He has courtesy, he has propriety. He just loved Torah so much. So that's the third question, my Ben Alasa. The Marshal says, the question is, why didn't we call him by his name? And the answer is because he inherited the money, but still, he didn't spend the money like people who usually inherit. Number two, we have the parish of Rav Shlomo Kluger. It's to praise Rebbe that even though Ben Elasa, who loved Torah so much, he couldn't tolerate what they were doing to Rebbe. Rebbe did it because he loved Torah even more. And the Netziv is Mechadesh, that it's explaining why Ben Elasa was so extravagant. Because that's the whole reason why Rebbe didn't invite Bar Kappara in the first place. Because he was afraid that Bar Kappara would mock Ben Elasa to him or to Ben Elasa himself. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Hopefully this week regular schedule. Okay. Be matzliach. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.